A reality show in Norway is grabbing attention. It's produced by the country's largest newspaper for its website, and it's called Sweatshop Deadly Fashion. In it, several young Norwegian fashion bloggers are flown to Cambodia to live and work in the country's low-wage clothing industry. Joining us to talk about the show is one of the creators, Anna-Kari Garberg, who works with a Norwegian environmental group that focuses on garment workers around the world. And how did you come up with the show?
I watch a lot of television. I just saw several different shows where they would take Norwegians or Europeans and kind of expose them to poverty and the realities of developing countries. And I just started thinking that, this is something we could do. We could open people's eyes to the realities of garment workers by taking someone from Norway to experience that.
And one of the people who you found to see it is with us, Frida Ottesen. And Frida, let's talk about what you were like before you went. You were kind of a shopaholic.
Fashion has always interested me, and I was still naive because I actually thought clothing were made in machines. That's how naive I was.
And at the beginning of your journey, you and your friends were saying, you know, maybe the job of putting these clothes together isn't the worst thing in the world. That's what these people know.
We thought that they were kind of used to it because they had been working in a factory for maybe 14 years. But that is not an excuse, actually.
Yeah, Anna-Kari, as you watched these young people go through this experience in the very beginning, the kinds of things that they were saying included, you know, this isn't the worst thing in the world for these people that have to put these clothes together every day.
Yeah, that was their reactions in the beginning. And I mean, observing that, I was somehow a bit upset. But it's also very understandable because I think when we're faced with people living like that,
we want to convince ourselves that it's okay.
Yeah, but of course, I was hoping that they would maybe see things differently, and they did.
Well, and Frida, in the show, you go shopping with one of the workers there in Cambodia who's 25 years old and could not afford to buy any of the clothes that she makes.
Every day she goes to her factory and she's working maybe 12 hours each day, and that's 7 days a week. And after a month, she gets nothing more than $100 maybe. There was this jacket and she said, I am working each day and making this jacket, but I cannot afford it. Then I have to work maybe 1 year to buy this jacket.
And have you changed your own shopping habits since you've been back?
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't buy clothes on any outlet stores like H&M and Zara, Mango and all these. I cannot buy clothes there because what I have experienced and what I have seen and heard from people. So I used to go to this markets buying used clothes, vintage, and I spread the word. I tell people, hey, you should buy secondhand clothing. It's good quality on them.
Well, I want to leave our listeners with one of your friends, Anakin, learning that one of the young sweatshop workers in Cambodia's mother had died of malnutrition.
Hva slags liv det? Hva slags start på livet det? Moren hennes døde ikke av fordi hun hadde sykdom, eller fordi hun ble drept. Hun sulta ihjel fordi hun ikke hadde penger til mat.
Anna-Kari, tell us what's happening there in that scene.
Well, Anakin is, and Frida and Ludvig just sat down and talked to some garment workers. And one young garment workers tell Anakin that she'd had a hard life and that her mom actually died when she was just really a baby because the family didn't have enough to eat. And I think that's the moment where Anakin realized that this is just so unfair, and these people they're not working in the factories because they want to. They're working there because they have to. And I think that just came as a huge shock to her because she was maybe one of the ones who had the biggest journeys in terms of what she thought and how she behaved before she went there and what she actually learned while she was there.
Anna-Kari, what's next for you?
Well, we're always working on fighting for the garment workers through campaigns, reports. I can't promise or say anything very concrete, but if I get what I want, and I guess Frida as well, there will be another sweatshop.
Anna-Kari Garberg with the Norwegian environmental group The Future Is In Our Hands, and she came up with the idea for this reality show, Sweatshop. Frida Ottesen is one of the three teenagers featured in the show. You can see more about it at our website, hereandnow.org. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.